Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. I had very many comments about a CVS video, and then I checked the stock, and the stock has been significantly down, more than 50% down from a 2022 peak. Now, it is a known company. It is a company that has been doing well also around actual earnings versus consensus earnings in the past. And I think I have a few value investing points that can add value to you if you're interested into investing into CVS stock. First, the earnings. So missed on expectations, but still delivering positive numbers, still targeting that $7 per year earnings per share, down from $8.60. And from what the analysts say, as we'll see later, they expect a return to growth after this year. We'll dig a little bit deeper into what is going on, but you can see here the decline in earnings per share, and that scared, of course, the market, 50% down, which then explains also why the stock is down 50%. The guidance has been lowered on earnings, as I said, from 8.30 to 7. And if we look a little bit at what is going on, there has been an increase in medical costs, 900 million above expectations, and they say 500 million was from seasonal factors, and 400 million is pressure driven by utilization trends that they assume will persist for the remainder of 2024. Other businesses were also a little bit softer, and that in total led to the negative earnings surprise. The thing is that if you are an insurer, you collect premiums up ahead and then you pay your liabilities later. And if there is inflation, then you can get good miscalculations on costs, especially on regulatory businesses like medical, where also the government can limit your potential to fairly adjust prices. So that is insurance, and premiums can be adjusted yearly. They will likely be adjusted yearly, but then again, as the government comes into play with the Affordable Care Plan, the question is whether you can adjust those as you might want to. And here the CEO discussed how they received the final rate notice and the rate is insufficient, which means that there will be some ups and downs with the health, the insurance. And that is the key long-term structural risk for CVS Health going forward. But we have to see how will the company position itself, because insurance is logical, has its own ups and downs, as we'll discuss in a matter. But if you position yourself correctly, you can improve your positioning and take also advantage of what is going on. They target their margins to go back to 4-5% in 3 to 4 years. And that is an advantage that you, if you follow the situation as a retail investor, might want to take advantage over Wall Street. And there were the discussions how the situation impacted earnings over time, those healthcare benefits, and therefore, they are experiencing increased utilization, and therefore there is a disappointing result for CVS. But they say they will work on that and try to improve it. But here is, again, one thing that I hate about Wall Street. So after repurchasing, now the stock is half of what it was. Now they say, we do not expect to repurchase any additional shares for the remainder of 2020.
4. That is the problem with today's businesses and management. They do buybacks when things are going well, when the stock is expensive, and then stop doing it when it's the smartest thing to do. That is insanely stupid, but that's how Wall Street works. So that's a big negative here, because they still expect $10 billion for operating cash flows. The business is still there. They will still have some profits. They were profitable. That segment might see significant losses over the year, but as they adjust where they can, they should be able to manage that. And maybe, as they said, in a few years, come back to the margins they have been enjoying in the past. Anyway, CVS merged with Aetna back in 2018, $69 billion merger. And now they are impacted by those insurance results. And when it comes to insurance, you must know that insurance is always up and down. But before discussing that, as insurance is up and down, also the market likely always overshoots, both on the upside when things are good, when buybacks are done, but also on the downside when buybacks are cut and earnings are not as positive. Because just 2 years ago, the stock was above 100. Now it is just above 56. The dividend yield is there. So that's, let's say, a certainty. And the P ratio is a third of the average S&P 500 company. So if you know that cycle there, you can take advantage on when the market overshoots on the downside. And that is clearly an indication of that now. And if management manages to return to a few years of previous glory, that's a 2x while you have a margin of safety there on the low valuations and cash flows. On the other hand, as I said, insurance has good and bad times. So if you want to invest in the company, you need to understand how that insurance pricing will evolve long term better than Wall Street. The advantage you have over Wall Street that we'll see in a moment is that you can think into 3 to 5 years. Wall Street thinks in 2 quarters, but more about that later. If you want to learn how insurance cycles go, go to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders letters, the 1970s, and still publicly here, 1977. There is a lot of discussion on insurance underwriting, how it goes, how it cycles from bad to good and from good to bad. And the key is that in aggregate, the insurance business has worked out very well, but it hasn't been a one-way street. That's a key factor to know. There will always be ups and downs. And just to read here a note from Warren Buffett's letter, so the winds were behind them in 1977, but very large rate increases were in effect throughout the industry in 1976 to offset the disastrous underwriting results of 74 and 75. So, because insurance policies typically are written for one-year periods with pricing mistake capable of correction only upon renewal, it was 1977 before the full impact was felt upon earnings of those earlier rate increases. So then the pendulum will swing the other way, and so it will go up and down. But you must know about these cycles in insurance. And if you look at what's going on with earnings, how Wall Street is seeing that, and the low valuation on lower earnings might increase for a while, but if you understand that insurance cycle, you can then have an advantage over analysts, because analyst estimations have been lowered now after the fact that earnings have been down, but analysts keep their models for the long term on very positive EPS of 9 for 2026. Now, if this doesn't happen as analysts are expecting, then you might have a big opportunity here to accumulate for later improvement when the insurance pendulum swings into CVS's favor. They're also something that you must then see, regulatory headwinds, which is a reason why I'm not going to healthcare insurance into the US. I'm just trying to give you here a value investing perspective, and then I'm going to shut up about it. But Druckenmiller discusses how the current government overspending will bankrupt future generations. So that is, I think, the long-term risk related to here. When the government starts getting involved into the healthcare payments, prices, etc., that is a tapeworm, as Warren Buffett described it. Now, the key thing that one can think about here is to watch market sentiment and think a year ahead of analysts. As soon as CVS missed on earnings, UBS cut the stock to neutral, discussing how it has to slash its price target. The price target is always 10% above the stock price. That's Wall Street. But people still write about these guys and what they are thinking in the news, and has an impact on the market. So they are immediately adjusting all their models based on the last quarter, and they might be right for a year or two. And that's exactly where you want to think a little bit more long term when it comes to this stock, and then check at what level it will return in the next, let's say, few years. Because if we go back to the stock here, over the long term trend, because on average, insurance does well, but the market overshoots both sides when things are good and bad, and there is this standard growth in insurance that can have hits on the right, on the left. But if you are thinking, as the management said, it will take 3 to 5 years to fix those things up, then you know, okay, I might start accumulating and have a good return over the next 3 to 5 years if I am patient and I know what I own.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.